Oh, yes, it is. Saturday Shenanigans and extended happy hour. Been happy hour almost all week long for a lot of people. And we do not mean to make light of the situation, taking everything very seriously, but still trying to have some sense of normalcy with family and friends. And everybody I talk to today, we are practicing social distancing. It's just going to take a lot of editing from me, but going to talk about everything that is going on. Maybe have a few laughs, but again, absolutely, we know this is a very serious situation, unlike anything we've ever seen. So we're going to roll through the afternoon. I'm hanging out with my friend Jack Daniels. Let's have some of that. I've always been a big fan of that beverage. And that's my first alcohol of the week. In some weird kind of way, I'm working out more, not eating and drinking as much, not spending as much money. So there is always kind of a silver lining through these difficult times. But it is happy hour hangouts with some social distortion in the background. Let's see what happens. All right, hanging out with Charleston radio legend. It is Stupid Mike. S. Mike, we are practicing social distancing. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Critic.
I gotta say, the last time I saw you, it's been a while. It was the Folly Beach Christmas Parade. And is your wife Jenny here? I'm scared. I can't hang with her. She's so much fun. She was plying me full of beverages.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she sure will. She'll push booze on you.
Well, we had a great time then, different times now, just like 2 months later. But I gotta say, you are doing an amazing job. We have gloves on, you're Lysoling our phones, you are making everybody wash their hands. You are doing a good job during this crisis.
Thanks, Critic. I guess I should have been more careful saying I'm doing great. I am concerned about everybody.
Yeah.
But I was trying to stay positive.
Absolutely. That's what we're saying. We're taking this very, very seriously. But we're trying to do everything that we can to stay safe and healthy.
Right. I mean, that's what we can do. That's why I'm not even getting my face close to what you're recording me with.
I know. But how is business? You are a man of many businesses. How is pressure washing?
Well, pressure washing's still going right now. The guys are trying to stay safe when they're coming in contact with things, but also staying away from people they're talking to, and also being careful about materials they're moving while they're working. They said they wanted to keep working while they could. I told them they could do whatever they want. If they feel like they gotta quit now, it's fine, but they said that they want to keep going until they're stopped.
Okay, very good. And now your other job, real estate. Lots of realtors here in Charleston. How is everything going with that?
It's all right. I mean, there's plenty of people that think it's a time to buy because interest rates are so low. There's plenty of people who are waiting to see what happens. There's plenty of people who are selling. And on the listings, I've been seeing a ton of activity still coming in as far as showings go. So it has not slowed yet, in my opinion. I guess if there's a lockdown, though, who knows what'll happen.
And we're going to see what's going to happen this week. We got a lot that's going to go on. Everyone be like a Stupid Mike and his family. Wash those hands, clean everything down, and be prepared. And we will get through this. I am an optimist. We will get through this sooner than later.
Yeah, I think so too. We'll get through it one way or another.
Now, S. Mike, you are also a former politician. You ran for mayor of James Island. You make a lot of sense. I don't know. Maybe you should run for president in 2020.
Thanks, Critic. I hope these old guys that we got in office and running all take good care of themselves.
Yes, we do. And that goes for everybody in the country. Pleasure, S. Mike. Thanks for taking some time today. And we will speak to you soon.
Thanks.
Now hanging with members of the 105.5 The Bridge News team, Donzilla and Stephanie. Donzilla, it was only a couple of weeks ago we were downtown on the free beer trolley to the brewery district. Oh, how things have changed.
It seems like a lifetime ago.
I know.
I swear. Like, that was so fun, and now we've got this we're dealing with.
I know. Hopefully we will be back to going on the trolley. And Steph, we did have a great time that day.
We most certainly did.
Donzilla, though, you are our entertainment expert, and I know people are just going to be at home watching TV, streaming movies. What should they be streaming? Any recommendations?
Well, right now, if you've got HBO, I would highly recommend Avenue 5.
Okay.
We just watched that. Great comedy series starring Hugh Laurie.
Oh, I love the House, Dr. House. See, yeah. I've been binging on House. I still love the old House shows.
And it's by the creators of Veep, so it's hilarious. It seems pretty timely. About a cruise ship in space that experiences disaster, so it's pretty
topical.
Hilarious.
Yeah, man. Wow. What about movies? You know, I still have not seen The Irishman.
I haven't either.
Oh,
It's 4 hours long. Who's got time for that?
Everybody.
Everybody's got time for it. So, that's definitely going to happen. There's lots of series I should be watching, but I haven't. So I'm going to catch up on that.
And Steph, you are one of the heroes. You are a healthcare professional, and you guys really have been on the front line of this. We totally appreciate your work.
Why, thank you.
Yes.
Same thing that you've just been reinforcing is washing hands and maintaining distances.
That's all we can do right now, and keep hoping for some good news and staying in, watching some good entertainment, and having a couple of bevs too.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to be watching some Netflix here coming up. So.
And the bev of choice right now for Donzella?
Right now it is beer, but I'm actually pretty jealous of what Stephanie made herself, which was a delicious pineapple daiquiri.
And that looked very artistic too.
Thank you. At Don's recommendation, I floated some dark rum on top.
Nice.
Which quickly sank, but tasted marvelous.
Well, you are both doing a great job. Keep up the good work. And hopefully we'll be back to having fun downtown and all over Charleston sooner than later. Yes, concluding today's episode, much like we did last week, with the DA of Charleston Law. He is the great attorney, David Ayler. DA, right now, is this still legal for me and you to meet? We're not going to have law enforcement officials come in and break this up.
Well, I'm not really good with math, but I only see just me and you here, and I think it's 10 people, so we should be okay.
Yeah, okay, so we're doing good. Now they're calling it the physical distancing. I still prefer social distancing because I can sneak some social distortion music sublimely underneath us.
Yeah, I just was at the Terrace Theater, and they said now showing was the social distancing.
Well, how was that being at the theater? What are they doing?
They're doing something really cool over the Terrace. Obviously, most of the huge chains are all closed down, understandably, throughout the country. But Terrace Theater, and I just got back with my family, they're doing a thing. It's $10. You got to have 10 people, obviously, or you could just pay the price for a head for $100, and you get the whole theater to yourself.
What?
And you get a popcorn and a Coke for every person that comes. So you can pick the movies, you can email them off their website. But it's pretty cool. You want to get out if you know it's just your family or people that you know. And even, you know, you can definitely distance yourself since you got the whole theater.
Yeah.
And the free popcorn and the Coke with it for $10. You can't beat it.
Well, I like that because, like, all weekend long, I'm just trying to keep some kind of semblance of human interaction with my friends and family while we can.
Right, exactly. Getting out of the house some, whether it be exercise or, you know, going over to the Terrace or the few other activities that, you know, are still allowed at this point.
And I also, as I mentioned, like sneaking that social distortion music underneath us. Did I ever tell you the story? Before I left New York in the summer of 1992, social distortion was playing at CBGB's in Lower Manhattan. And they were filming it and showing it in Times Square. Plus, the MTV show, The Week in Rock, was also filming a segment on them. But you can find this somewhere on YouTube. 1992, I think June of 1992, Social D at CBGB's. You can see a much younger me, shirt off, in the pit, long hair, rocking to Mike Ness and Social Distortion.
I want a poster. I want to just see it on YouTube. I want a poster.
I have given you my old press kits from the band. Aren't they very impressive?
They're very impressive. And there's multiple ones coming from different angles. That was what I was impressed the most. It wasn't like one writer or somebody just was into you. You had you know, quite the diverse variety there.
We still need to go national with Trippin' with the Critic and with the Critic's Choice. But speaking of Trippin' with the Critics, I was supposed to go to Nashville this Saturday. That is not going to happen. That city has been hit very tough. They had the tornadoes, and now this.
Yeah, I mean, I can just imagine. Obviously, there was already a lot of damage that had been done from the tornadoes, and they were just starting to really try to doing a lot of fundraisers and doing a lot of you know, charity work for that. And then, of course, now this. that is hitting everywhere across the country and to some degree across the world.
Well, let me ask you more about your practice. Is court still open? What are you doing?
Charleston County courts are closed till May 1st. They do have ways that you can file paperwork and things like that, but they're not having any hearings unless they're emergency hearings.
Okay.
So we're definitely grinding to a pretty much full halt.
Wow. I did see this, and I am sure I appreciate it, and a lot of people appreciate it, our taxes. That has been moved back now. I think it's July 15th?
Yep, July 15th. The feds did it first, and then soon after, Henry McMaster came out and said same for the state taxes as well. So that's going to give everybody some breathing room and also some time to sort of see what's going to happen as far as any economic stimulus packages and all that.
Well, I think this is the key week, DA. I don't know if we see states that are going on the total stay at home. What are they, shelter at home?
Right. That's sort of an odd policy in the sense that it's hard to really enforce to some degree, because if you're driving and you get pulled over, per se, well, you know, if you're going to the grocery store, are they going to follow you to the grocery store? I mean, I think what it really is, too, is they know it's not going to stop everybody completely. But when all your retail stores are also closed, which a lot of them are closed already now, as we know it here locally and throughout the country, but they'll be shutting down another large percentage of business that may still be open. And so then legitimately, short of, you know, your doctor's offices, of course, any essential things like groceries and all that, there really won't be anything else open. So I think the mindset is you have no reason to be out, and they'll hopefully discourage people that way. But Governor McMaster, as of yesterday, has said that that is not something they're looking to do here as of yet, and hopes that with the rules that we're under right now and the mandates that he's put in place, we won't have to. Because then you're really talking about just, that's the second shoe dropping as far as the economic impact that it'll hit. Obviously, we're at such a rough place across the country. Many different industries, food and beverage, of course, probably being one of the biggest.
Well, we've been taking precautions with all our correspondents, Stupid Mike, Donzilla, and the great David Ayler. I'm going to go obsessively wash my hands. I'm like washing my hands 50 times a day, and I already have OCD. It's even like doubled now.
It's like double OCD.
Yeah. Double OCD. Yeah. I like that. Well, DA, very informative. Stay safe. We appreciate you stopping by, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
Thanks for having me. Everybody stay safe.